This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome, Radio Law Talk. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Not welcome, Radio Law Talk. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, the co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Welcome also, KCLV 99.1 FM and 1240 AM, Clovis, New Mexico. There is a Clovis, California also that I know about. Clovis, believe it or not, you want a little quick fact? Clovis, California is more of a farming community, but it is one of the well known for its swimming. They're very good swimming facilities back there, and there's big swimming events that people from all over the United States.
Oh, so like McFarland and the running team down there in the same general area in the valley, in the Fresno area. There's the remember the movie McFarland?
Yes.
But the jogging, so we got the cross country guys and the swimming guys.
And the swimmer, yeah, there's big events down there. They hold some big events. So anyway, there we go. Clovis, New Mexico. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. Keep tuned in. It does get better. And toward the end, third hour, toward the end, maybe it might get worse. But.
Do you know that Clovis, New Mexico, is the seat of Curry County there?
Really?
And it has about 37,000 people.
And after last night, Steph Curry County, I might add.
I'm a Celtics fan.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was great last night.
I'm not following that, so I'm not going to. We're going to talk about the gymnasts file a one. The gymnasts, the USA gymnasts are filing, or some of them are filing a $1 billion combined lawsuit against the FBI. Why? We're going to bring that up. And how is it, or why are the FBI being sued? Then we're going to talk about Britney Spears' former husband. I'm not going to get into details, but you just hang on and wait. You're going to hear about this. This is the...
And I have something really interesting to add to that story.
Is this the 55-hour one, right? The 55-hour marriage?
53, 55,
yeah. Yeah, 53,
whatever
55.
It takes.
Yeah, that's almost equal to Todd's.
220, 221.
Yeah, that's almost equal to Todd's marriage. But anyway, hey. At least that's what it felt like to him. Let's see. We're also going to talk about Bel Air mansion and lawsuits, and why and what occurred on with this Bel Air mansion. This is very interesting. I know you're thinking, who cares about Bel Air? That's next up. Beverly Hills. This is the rich part, above or around
the view.
Yeah.
Land.
It's more of the hills, right?
See, yep. Bel Air's where the rich people in California, the Beverly Hills people, drive by Bel Air and they look up and go, whoa.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. You think Beverly Hills is expensive? No. Disney suit. We're going to talk about Netflix has got a big win. We're going to talk about that. And then Christy Knows Best stars. Chrisley. I'm sorry. Did I say Christy? Oh,
yeah.
Chrisley. Yeah, Chrisley Knows Best. That's very interesting. What's going on there? We're going to talk about that. So if you want to talk about something else, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Go to our Instagram. You can go to any social media and just type in Radio Law Talk, and it pops up, especially mainly what we do, just so you know, is our Instagram. But the people come here for one thing and one thing only. I always say, Cal, what do they come for?
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
That's what. Was it Shakespeare who penned, "A rose by any other name would smell so sweet"? I think that was a quote from one of his famous, that Bill Shakespeare guy. Well, that phrase was lost on a New York City man who said he knows his food and all things are not what they appear. His name, Chuffin Chen. He says Dunkin' Donuts is labeling a common, ordinary beef patty as a steak, and that's a mistake, and he's not going to stand for it. But Duncan says it's steak, and their steak and egg sandwiches, certified Black Angus choice, has the appropriate fat ratios to be considered a steak. And Chen says a steak is not chopped or formed into a patty. They tried to promote the steak, but actually it's not a steak. It's a meat patty. The lawsuit that he's considering, he said, look at these TV advertisements. There are three of them in which they say it's made of steak. Duncan just let the matter drop, but not Chen. He went to an attorney and asked Todd Kunin, do I have a case or no case?
Is a steak a meat patty?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, here's the thing. If he had a case, then everybody who ever served a thing called chicken fried steak would be in trouble, because they're using the word steak and chicken fried steak, and it's ground beef. So, no case.
Okay. Denise, what do you think about this?
I don't think I've ever had a chicken fried steak in my whole life.
Oh, you're missing out on one of life's finer
treats. Really?
Oh, yeah. Artery-clogging deliciousness.
So I really didn't know that that was ground steak in a chicken fried steak. Well, I thought it was just a flour, you know, over the steak and fried.
Well, they run it through a thing to kind of make it, you know, like, what do they call those deals? You know, tenderizer deal kind of a thing. So, yeah.
So this is because Dunkin' Donuts calls their sandwich a steak and egg.
Yes, like a steak and eggs for breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts, that kind of a thing, right?
Okay. So is ground steak steak? No case.
Mr. Penny, what do you think about this?
The most important thing that everybody... I'm waiting for everyone to bring up the most important thing about this.
Okay.
855 Law Radio, if you know what the most important thing is. What the heck is Dunkin' Donuts doing? I thought you misstated Dunkin' Donuts. What is Dunkin' Donuts doing having to do with anything about a steak? This is donuts.
On the East Coast, they have full-on food.
Do they really?
Oh, yes.
They decided
almost on every corner.
Because on the Dunkin' Donuts on the West Coast, you walk in, you get a donut, or there's coffee or chocolate or hot chocolate, and you walk out. That's all you get.
I don't know. They decided to compete in the fast food arena.
Oh,
so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hmm.
I'm going to go against the grain again. I mean, why not? You know, I'm saying it's the case, and he loses because it's, they can call whatever they want a steak, especially it's a generic term, and it's not false advertising because it is chopped up steak. And so I'm going to say they win, or it gets settled out of court. I mean, whatever it is, there is a case filed.
So to make it clear, Todd, you said there's no case.
No case. No case.
Okay.
No case.
Denise,
and
no
Denise,
case.
You said?
I said no case.
I said a case.
And Fred said, I'm going to stop Cal from getting points, come the devil or the deep blue sea, mister.
No, I said, what the H-E double toothpicks is Dunkin' Donuts doing making a chicken fried steak or a breakfast steak sandwich? That's an oxymoron. Dunkin' Donuts and steak.
Steak is a generic term. I mean, if they would have said eggs and ribeye.
But you don't.
Or
you don't,
eggs and T-bone.
You don't have a... I'd like a large, beautiful, nice steak cooked medium well. And by the way, can you pass those glazies, please? I would like a couple glazed donuts and give me a chocolate donut.
Well,
too.
I think you can have a steak sandwich inside a couple of glazies, Fred. No.
Now, that might be good. Mm-hmm. That might
they
be
do
good.
Bacon on top of them.
But all I got to say is that just doesn't comport with what should happen. So if you want to call in and tell us during the break, because we're going to come up on a break pretty soon, 855-529-7234, what you think about this. I think it's just wrong. They need to lose just because they're making steaks at the donut place. And they have pretty good donuts. So, anyway, West Coast, I've never seen a Dunkin' Donuts, just so you know, have anything but donuts and coffee and hot chocolate. They might have some little things, trinket things, but this is not a restaurant. We'll be back after this to find out why Dunkin' Donuts is giving people freaking steak.
What's wrong with those people? All right, so we'll talk about that and more coming up next here on Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and, of course, your host, Frederick Penny, right here on Radio Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific on RadioLawTalk.com.
legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny & Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that's actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to PennyAndAssociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed, the dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road, Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this gutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash, don't drive that dirty.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Brad's the best. Tell
him
not so much.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Oh, what would it be like to win for once at Case or No Case? I think last week I wasn't here, and I apologize, but the week before I lost every single one of them. I lost the first one. I'm not trying to be...
way behind.
I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but it's like, wah, wah. All right, Cal, give us an overview and what's going on. Donnie, want to know how bad we are. I know.
Okay,
I'm way behind.
So a guy in New York got irritated at Dunkin' Donuts because he said they are selling a steak burger you know, a steak and eggs burger in the morning, and they say it's steak and eggs. And he said, that is no steak. It is ground up meat. It's just a meat patty. You can't say that's a steak. And Duncan said, well, it legally qualifies as a steak. It's, you know, less than 80% fat. I mean, less than 20% fat, excuse me. It's right in there. It's fine. So this fellow decided, what can I do? What can I do? I think I will, Fred Penny, I think I will take them to court for a case.
Dunkin' Donuts. You should not be doing anything but donuts.
But wait, there's more.
Okay. All right.
Initial victory was his, but the Second Circuit disagreed and on May 7th, 2020, dismissed the consumer lawsuit against Dunkin' Donuts.
Jen's
versus Dunkin' Donuts.
No, you said settled.
Yeah.
No. Go back to the tape. I said either Dunkin' Donut wins.
No, you said either he wins or settled.
No, I said either Dunkin' Donut wins.
You said he or settled. You said he or settled. You get one. You get 1 point for it.
Jeez, I meant Dunkin' Donut.
I was waiting for Fred to argue. Look, I either said Dunkin' Donut wins or Dunkin' Donut loses. I covered either way.
I swear. I could have been so wrapped up with getting excited I might win for once. But
well, you actually now have limited to less than 10 points that you're behind.
I should have got
it. Now, next hour.
I know what was in my mind.
Next hour, a hospital security guard is stalked by a young woman in the parking lot. And there ends up being an encounter that leads to a potential encounter in the courtroom. That's next hour on Case or No Case.
Thank you, my friend.
I was going to say, there ends up being an encounter that ends up in an insurance claim tendered to Geico. But you'd have to go check the first hour to know what that is.
What do you think Geico will sponsor us?
I don't know.
It depends.
They'd only sponsor us for 15 minutes.
I've asked.
Maybe Progressive will start doing it now. Okay. So, look, the gymnasts, some USA gymnasts are filing a lawsuit for $1 billion in total claims against the FBI for this Larry Nassar, who was the doctor. I just don't have this, guys. I don't have the stomach right now to talk more about lawsuits that have to deal with sexual allegations. I just don't have it in me anymore. I can't talk about it. Denise or Todd, go for it. I don't have a claim. I'm just saying that's all we've been talking about these past hour. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's at the very beginning of an administrative case. So it's right now, it's still an administrative case. It hasn't literally been filed in any court except for the administrative law court. So it's against the FBI for mishandling the reports of sexual assault by Dr. Nassar against the Olympic team, or the women's Olympic gymnastics teams. So right now it's in the early stages. No, there's been no challenges yet. There's really been nothing except for the filing.
I believe, Fred, you may be able to answer this better. When somebody is suing a state agency
or a federal
agency, a public agency, there are some additional hoops that you have to jump through.
Lots.
It's not like two private people suing each other and they just file the lawsuit in state court. There's stuff you have to, and with the FBI, since the FBI is the potential plaintiff in a lawsuit if it was ever filed. Potential defendant in a lawsuit if it was ever filed, they'd have to follow the procedures set forth in the Administrative Tort, the Administrative Tort Act or something like that with the federal government, right?
So
this gets the ball rolling.
Yeah, it depends if it's a federal case, a state case. It depends where they filed, and I don't remember if it was a federal or a state.
This is a federal.
It's federal
filing. So I don't handle federal court filing. Well, I don't. My partners do, but I don't do a lot of that. But what it comes down to is there's two things you have to remember. A lot of times the statute's different. You know, it's not necessarily a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. You have to, and a lot of times you have to file a claim form with the government within a certain amount of time. And then the government has certain protections under the government codes that protects them more than just a normal business. It's a higher standard to go after a government. Let me give you a quick example. An example is, say in California, if you sue a government for a defective road, the way they designed it, they could have designed the road improperly. And again, I'm giving you a very, you know, 2 mile overview, because there's ways to get around that. But if they design it improperly, they still are probably not liable, held liable under the government code sections that protect them. So there are stuff that protects police officers, stuff that protects the FBI, but there are exceptions, and that's what these people are trying to get it. And let me just make one quick point. Remember, this is where I think, I don't know if the door has been open or what, the Justice Department last year paid $127.5 million to the families and students and staff killed and the survivors of the 2018 shooting in South Florida. So I think Denise nailed it. She's like, this is not going to go far. It's going to settle, right?
It's going to settle. And what I was trying to get the concept of the there's a concept that you have to exhaust your administrative remedies first before turning to courts, usually when there's a government agency or a state agency involved. And that can be timely and consuming.
And this is a administrative law case.
Correct.
Yeah.
As it stands right now.
Well, anyway, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Britney Spears' ex-husband, Jason Alexander, which, you know, Jason Alexander from Seinfeld is going, oh, you got my same name. Every time you try to look up Jason Alexander, Britney's husband, Jason Alexander, the Seinfeld star, pops up. He's like, change your name. We'll be back and talk about him.
That may be saying I'm liking this. Look at all those looks I'm getting, huh?
I don't know. Maybe he could have married her, too. We'll be back.
We'll be back. More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here.
Listening to Radio Law Talk.
Listening to Radio Law Talk.
The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Are you struggling with a high cost of prescription medications? How would you like to save up to 90% on your medications and have them delivered for free? Now you can with one simple call. Yes, save up to 90% on many of your prescription medications by calling A-Plus BBB accredited healthwarehouse.com based in Florence, Kentucky. No gimmicks, no coupons, no cards to use. And all prescriptions are FDA approved and safely sent to your home with free delivery. Here's one example of your savings. A 90-day prescription of generic Lipitor can cost $90 at your local pharmacy. Healthwarehouse.com offers the same medication for about $20. Find out how much you can save on your prescription medications and get free delivery with one free call right now.
Call 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229. That's 800-734-1229.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do.
Best thing about Quick-Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick-Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick-Cut Car Wash.
Quick-Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick-Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick-Cut habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick-Cut because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Uh-huh. Quick, quack, car, walk.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Gas is now $5 a gallon. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular jumped 19 cents in the past week and up $1.93 from this time a year ago. And some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. Several factors come into play for the record prices. Demand is up because it's summer, sanctions against Russia because of their war with Ukraine, and some of the refineries in the U.S. shut down due to the pandemic, limiting refining capacity. California has the highest average at $6.43. Mississippi has the lowest at $4.52 a gallon. Americans are paying more for other things as inflation hits its highest level since 1981. Consumer prices surging 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%. Rent is also up by 5.5%. Those statistics come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. This is USA Radio News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Oh, come on.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Oh, come on. We have the best kitty bumps, right? I always bring that up. Hey, for our new people in New Mexico, will you throw a few kitty bumps at them?
That is armadillo.
It is?
Stop whining. Todd has a kitty. No points for you. If you pay my fee, I'll take your case. This is no fun. That's true.
That is the best. Those are so good, Cal.
Thank you.
I think we did an excellent job when the time came, when those kids came
good
in.
Good grandkids always
I
help.
I do think we need a disclaimer that most of those are paid endorsements. Like the one, Fred is the best,
right,
was probably preceded by, I'll take you to McDonald's and I'll get you the ice cream.
Well,
and,
I know it was.
You know, all
I don't
of that
know.
Stuff.
Cal, you were there. Witnessed it when they said, when did we go to Toys R Us?
That's it was Toys R Us.
Yeah. Toys R Us Toys and McDonald's.
Yeah, here, here's what they said at the end of the last recording session.
I want my toy. Time painting.
Exactly right. Oh, my gosh.
At least they're good negotiators, aren't they?
They are. But
awesome.
You know what? I must not have paid them enough because I don't have any kitty bumps.
No, you don't. You have to get a grand.
You do have one. You have one. Here it is right here. This is at your personal request.
Boys are weird.
Awesome.
True statement.
Who? Okay. So for a short time in her life, Brittany did a few interesting things. Now, she has a former friend that she knew back when she was young. I don't know if it was high school, grammar school. And his name was Jason Alexander. Now, Jason Alexander, many years ago, got together with Brittany after she broke up with someone else. I don't remember who it was because you can't keep track of it. And they went and got married in Vegas for 55 hours, and then it was annulled. I think what happened is they woke Brittany up and said, hey, your lawyers are here. Hey, we're getting old. Yeah. You're not going to be married.
Look what you've just done.
Yeah. I did what? And so they were married 55 hours or 58 hours, and then they got it annulled. And the guy was, I'm going to say, is interesting at best. I think he's got three arrests. According to, you know, TMZ talks about it, but he's had three different arrests, I think, for one was drunk driving.
Those are just recent arrests.
Yeah, recent. Okay, he's been arrested. He pled guilty to stalking in 2000. Let's see. Violating protection of stalking in 2021. Pled guilty to on January 4th. Arrested he was also arrested for drunk driving under the influence and breaking security protocols at the airport. So he's got some interesting things going on.
It was just detrimental to their relationship, you know,
yes.
from January 3rd, 2004 to January 5th, 2004.
Yes. Well, that was,
I mean, when you know, you know. It's just over, right?
But what does it mean to have your marriage annulled?
He's
not her ex-husband anymore. It's a legal fiction. And this is really, really important. When you get divorced, that means you have an ex-husband or an ex-spouse. But when you have your marriage annulled, that means that it's a nullity. That marriage is a nullity. It doesn't exist. And under the law, it's legal for you to say, I have never been married, because that marriage never exists under the eyes of the law.
Right.
It's kind of an interesting thing, but she had to do that so very quickly to get it annulled.
And never consummated, theoretically? Is that one of the, I mean, is it one of the...
In California,
yeah.
It could be that, but that wasn't where it happened. They got married in Las Vegas, but they both lived in her hometown, which was in, somewhere east. Tennessee. Does that sound right?
I think she's from Tennessee.
Yeah, I think that's it. And so I don't know where they got the nullity, but it would depend on state law. But in California, you could only get a nullity if there's never been, it's impossible to consummate the marriage, or there's been some fraud in the, in inducing the person to marry you. You have to have some kind of fraud in the inducement, or you have a lack of capacity, meaning you're underage or you don't have the mental capacity to engage.
Fraud, so, like I'm rich and then they see my bank balance?
No, that no. even won't count.
That won't count.
That
so
has
I,
been a case.
I'm a millionaire. She
yeah.
marries me and yeah. then checks my bank balance and realizes I have been duped.
Even if somebody says I'm legally here in the
United States,
and then after the marriage it's found out that they weren't, that's not enough. And what is enough, though, is I can have babies, and then you find out after the marriage that I have been sterilized.
Didn't we have a case? I think it was out of China, where the woman had had plastic surgery to fix her nose,
yes.
whatever, make herself look beautiful. The baby was born, you know,
ugly.
fell out of the ugly tree and hit every branch. And the husband was like,
right.
fraudulent inducement. I thought my kids were going to be good looking. Good heavens.
And he was granted his annulment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That was with Europe, wasn't it?
It was in China.
I think it was in China.
China.
And yes, exactly. So we also know another famous couple that got their marriage annulled, but I can't figure out what the grounds are either. And that was Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger.
They
had their very short marriage annulled, and it was based on fraud, but we don't know any more than that.
Yeah, apparently he didn't have her at hello. Like Jerry Maguire did.
Very good.
Why are we talking about this guy that Jason Alexander from Seinfeld is so unhappy about? What happened that was so big?
Jason Alexander, not from Seinfeld.
That's what I'm saying. Jason Alexander is not happy from Seinfeld. The fact this guy's got his same name, and that's my point. But what happened to Jason Alexander that was not a Seinfeld Jason Alexander?
Well, Brittany has found love again, this time true love. In the arms of Sam, what's his last name?
Asghari, isn't it?
Yes, something like that. She's 40.
Asghari.
What's the difference in the age? Like 40
she's,
and
she's
26?
40. He's 28.
Mm-hmm. 28.
You know, hey, look, love, age is just a number. Love knows no bounds.
Brittany looks great at 40, though.
Yes, she does.
It's not just looks, you guys.
Oh,
Brittany's
a talented. She's also got a lot of money.
Wait a minute.
I bet she is.
Hey, Cal, you're sitting there sipping some, and that was the best thing that you could have had a bump for us when she said, "Boy, say it again. It's not about looks, right?
It's not about looks.
Okay, where's your
boys are real.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Yeah, yeah. That's
I need one that says boys are superficial.
Oh no.
Isn't there like that there's a superficial
of course, girls' official status still is amateur status, so she's not superficial.
Wait a minute, superficial. What's Hallow Shall? Hallow Shall.
Yes, that movie with Jack Black and who was it?
Hallow. It was Hallow.
It was Hallow Shall was the name of the movie.
Really?
Shallow Hal. Shallow Hal.
Who played?
Yeah, Shallow Hal.
Not Hallow Shall, Shallow Hal. And the very attractive Hollywood starlet that, yes.
Yes.
Hallow Shall.
In the event, she just got married, and her wedding had a crasher.
That's right.
And her crasher was this Jason Alexander.
How did that happen?
And he's going in there still claiming to be married to Britney Spears, claiming that she'd invited him, he got all the way into her backyard where the wedding ceremony was going to take place, and the receptionist, and finally the bodyguards took him down and then called the police, and he was arrested and removed. Right. And he's going to be charged in this case.
He got all the way to her backyard. I heard he got
up. No, he got inside.
Up to the second floor.
Yeah, he's got videos.
Yeah.
He's got Denise's laugh, and he got all the way into her backyard.
Okay, so, but this is not the first time, you guys.
Yes.
This guy has
gone. The first time he's gotten into her backyard?
She's gotten into her father's backyard. And he's gotten into her mother's home.
Yes, stalker.
And he is lurking outside of the homes that Britney has rented and/or lived in as well. So he is really, truly a stalker.
Kind of weird.
It's really scary to think of that. So that's why, to answer your question,
they were in love.
Jason Alexander from Seinfeld is a little bit upset to have his name associated with this stalker.
Yeah. But in terms of acting talent, I don't think anybody would ever confuse the two, because Jason Alexander is incredible.
Yeah, he can actually act.
Yes, he can.
The actor.
The actor.
Not the stalker.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he did a pretty good job, too, if you think about it. No, I mean, a horrible thing. I'm just saying he was very successful at what he wanted to do.
Little quick tidbit on Jason Alexander. Have you ever seen
the
Seinfeld episode where he gets the golf ball out of the whale's blowhole?
Yes.
He has to tell that story at the diner?
Yes.
Little thing about that. No rehearsal on it. It was written. They gave it to him cold, said, can you memorize these lines? They had about 2 hours. And they performed the take that you see on the reruns live in front of the audience first time.
Wow.
No rehearsal.
That's talent.
And it was real well used?
No.
It was just
a story.
Oh, well, then why is that a big deal?
No rehearsal.
We'll be back talking about Bel Air mansions and lawsuits. They can keep talking during the break. We'll see you.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here on this radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is the best show ever.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
There's a guy named Muhammad Hadid who has really actually some famous daughters, supermodels Gigi and Bella Hadid are very well-known supermodels. Now, Muhammad Hadid is supposedly worth over $1 billion with a B. Very wealthy. He goes into Bel Air above Beverly Hills and buys this 1.1 or 1.2 acre property. And if you go up to Bel Air, it's not this area. It's not just Bel Air, but he's in the nicer part of Bel Air, which is like saying, I have the nicest Lamborghini out there. So it's the nice of the nice. And he proceeds to wants to build this big mansion. And you understand, Bel Air, a lot of it's up on hills. And he's up on the edge of this cliff hill. And he gets a permit. And he follows through the permit process. And they permit him for the maximum size of 15,000 square foot home. And by the way, you guys are thinking, oh my gosh, that's huge. And it is. But not to Mr. Hadid. That's not big enough. So what he does is he decides to go ahead and start building this house. This was a number of years ago. I believe it started, he bought the property in 2011. And what happens is he starts building and goes, you know what? I think I want a 70-seat IMAX theater in my house. So he just adds it on. Yeah, I'm just going to add it on. Now, by the way, those of you who don't know much about building, you got to get a permit for it, or actually what you need to do, you need to go to the county and try to modify it, right, or the city. Well, he only had a permit for 15,000 square feet, and he starts building on to where he was going to build a 30,000 square foot home on this 1-acre lot.
And the 1-acre lot is up on a hill.
It's a hill. And the size of that thing, even the architect's like, ooh, I don't know that's going to make it or that mountain's going to hold it. Don't forget, what happens in Southern California a lot? Earthquakes.
And so, it's only a 1.2 acre
right.
lot.
And it's all hill, lot. Though. That's all hill.
Yeah. How do you say the architect saying, I don't know if that's going to make it, and then the check out comes the checkbook and a bunch of zeros. You know what? I do think that's going to make it. Because ultimately,
what happened
they started building it.
They started building this massive mansion, and they got pretty far along in building this mansion. And so there's neighbors. In fact, there's one neighbor right down the hill from him brought a lawsuit. Now, these are all people in Bel Air that are wealthy. But there's a thing called wealthy, and there's a thing called wealthy. So Mr. Hadid, who has billions, going against people who have millions is very difficult. And in fact, the family that sued him, in fact, there's a number of lawsuits that occurred. One incurred apparently the runners that they had to go through his property to go on the running trail or something, sued him also, but or something to that effect. But these neighbors spent approximately $9 million suing him, and they sued for their attorney's fees, et cetera, and got $2.2 million verdict. So it doesn't even, and he's appealing it. But so the city comes back and says, you know what? You can't build a 30,000 square foot home. It's got to be the 15,000, but it's too late. He's already building it. So what do? They order him to tear it down. Or actually, before that, they tell him stop building. And then they say you have to tear it down. And what's his answer, guys?
I can't afford to tear it down.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I can't afford to tear it down.
Can't afford to.
It's going to cost $5 million to tear it down. That's a lot of money.
Well, you're worth billion? Let's see. Let me get my little pocket change book out. Like remember the grandpas that used to have put their little pocket change in that little...
Yes.
The little
coin pouch.
Coin pouch that opened up like a space saucer thing? Well, that's what he's got to do to write this $5 million. But he just says he couldn't do it. So he defied them, right? And what happens after he defies the city? Anybody?
Didn't somebody else come in and buy it?
Nope, before that.
The city wins.
Oh, well,
no.
The city brings a suit, and he does have to pay criminal
penalties. They criminally charge him.
Yes.
They criminally charge him, and he doesn't, he's prosecuted by Los Angeles City Council for not stopping the work when they told him to, and he gets, he paid $3,000 in fine and sentenced to 200 hours of community service. So 3,000 in fines, that's really going to hurt him,
ooh.
And 200 hours of community service. But the fact is, they criminally prosecuted him for doing that. And so that's what happens. So he decides, you know what? Okay, I'm done. He finally backs down, and he sells the property for $8 million plus the people that bought it, which is Sahara Construction. They bought it for $8.5 million from them, and they had to pay $5 million to tear the building down. And you've got to see what they tore out. They tore out some sculptures and all types of stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's difficult. This house was set on a hill. You think
cliff.
$5 million to tear it down. A lot of that cost was... Look, this isn't like some flat land where you can just come in and bulldoze it and then use a skip loader to load it up in dump trucks and haul it away. You've got these multi-million dollar homes that are sitting down below. You can't really disturb the foundation of the land because of the homes that are above it. This is a very careful demolition process.
Right.
And they're working on this.
Really disassembled almost.
It pretty much.
Yeah.
It was like they were disassembling it, taking it out in chunks. Look, I don't want to take away from the fact that before, the atomic elbow from the government came down saying, you got to tear this thing down, it was a beautiful house.
Oh, my God.
Albeit maybe not the safest place. It had a pool that was up on stilts. If I live below that house with earthquakes and everything, I would be freaking out because all it takes is a little bit and all that water is coming into my yard.
Or a slide, like say there's a fire and then you got the rock, the slides. And
or they have, we have floods down there too.
Right.
If they had a flood and it slid right off the hill into the downhill neighbors. One of the things that fascinated me was he had created an entire Turkish bathroom with a Turkish bath and everything. It was really pretty. Very unique.
The Los Angeles judge in 2019 said as followed. He said the mansion was a danger to the public. It wasn't just like, okay, this thing my site, this is a danger to the public. But so he finally's done. He walks away, and he's still got two fabulous daughters that are great models. No more Bel Air Country Club.
Of course, it would be interesting if the house had stayed, you know, and the neighbors that live below the house have a dog that's barking all the time, like my neighbor has, you know, and he goes, hey, don't make me drain the pool. Shut the dog up. Don't make me drain the pool. You'd have a certain amount of power.
Right, you know? Right. Isn't that crazy? And it shows, there's pictures that show that Turkish bath. I mean, this is not like they just started to frame it up. It had tile had already been put in, and I mean, we're not talking tile from Home Depot, right?
No, it, Middle Eastern tile.
Middle Eastern tile.
Real deal.
And it shows the picture. There's pictures. It's kind of interesting. Go look it up, and you'll see. And the 70-seat IMAX theater is just wow.
But I'm just stunned as to how this individual felt this was going to play out, and he was going to get away with this. Was that a cultural thing? Why would he think, I know they say I can't, but I'm just going to do it anyway.
I think he was going to get some kind of go in and get a modified permit, and he thought he was going to be
right.
able to pay for it and get it done. But he went, instead of having like maybe one story, I mean, this was planned for a three-story.
Well, yeah, 15,000 to 30, that's double the size.
Exactly. Wow.
But the amount of lawsuits that the neighbors brought against him, he was being sued left and right, but that didn't.
But you know who, you know, really came out good in this deal?
Ooh, the lawyers. Yeah. $9 million to one guy, the one neighbor down below, $9 million in attorney's fees.
Wow.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Todd?
Yes.
Denise? What are we doing? We need to be down there. We're out there in Beverly. Hey, we're in Bel Air, Radio Law Talk people. Anybody need any help? Need any help? We'll be back after this.
Third hour is done. Third hour Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on your radio and on RadioLawTalk.com.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.